Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Got a trip for you coming up in about an hour. How do you win? Well, you got to listen each day this week. We got them all day. Every day, I mean. Kid Nation Wine Fest is what we're doing. You got to whine about something going on in your life, and you could win a trip to the real Wine Fest, the South Walton Beaches Wine and Food Festival. We got a trip every day this week. It's happening April 28th through May 1st, and you can check it out at SOWALwine.com.
I haven't heard you whine lately, Kelly. You used to whine quite a bit.
Yeah, I guess I'm happy.
You're just so happy now.
Super happy. Yeah.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Oh, have you know those balls outside of Target, the big red balls?
Yes, my daughter loves to sit on those. I've got multiple pictures of her sitting on that ball.
Yeah, kids love those things.
The big concrete things.
Yeah, they're big concrete
you
things.
You can't another one every time.
And you're like, you always lean on them. You're like, this is it's in place. Did you see a car swiped one?
No.
And it started rolling into the parking lot.
Oh,
really?
No.
And it crashed into a lady's car.
Ooh, that's solid concrete too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Better than crashing into the lady. I mean,
she was inside her car, totally wrecked her car.
And wow.
So I think the guy that hit the ball out of place should be liable for that damage.
What are you doing up on the sidewalk? Those things are on the sidewalk.
But he's trying to blame it on Target. It's like, no.
Your ball should have been more secure.
No.
You know what? He's got a point. That's what he'll argue.
But he hit the ball. They're there so that so cars can't come crashing into the store.
Yeah,
they're barricades.
But it should be secure.
If you hit a stoplight or something
and
it fell over
down.
On cars, it's your fault.
It should be your fault because you hit the light and the light fell over because of your doing. Yeah, so he's trying to blame Target.
He might have a case, bro.
I'm team Target on this one. I think it's the dude's fault who hit the car.
Too, but that stuff always favors, or the person that's at fault usually is the person that owns the property.
Yeah.
Or, you know, business.
How's that? That can't be right.
I know. But they always find a way to blame somebody that's not even...
You have criminals that get shot, break it into a house, and then they turn around and sue the homeowner for whatever reason. I mean...
Do they ever win sometimes?
Well, you can sue for whatever you want, right?
Yeah.
You have the money.
Yeah.
If they take away all those balls outside of Target, look at all the jewelry...
Because of this guy?
Because this one jerk. Look at all the kids are going to be so disappointed. That's like part of the fun of going to Target, is jumping on the ball. Or seeing if you can clear it. Right, pommel horse it, you know?
Yeah. I wonder if
they need to bring those back. The little horsies right outside the store they used to get on.
They got them at the 99 cent store.
They do?
Yeah. I think some Toys R Us have them.
I used to love those things.
Walmart's, I think, still got them.
Might get one of those and put it at my bar just for the heck of it.
What sucks
is an adult size one. Do they have adult size ones? Because some of them customers, you got to break it.
Oh, my God.
Sorry about your fan, Whitey. Kelly's hating on you.
I'm not hating on him. I didn't say that. You need an adult size one. You can't have little big adults on a little one.
Oh, my gosh. Speaking of riding stuff, I rode this bike for a cycle event this weekend.
Really?
I did the cycle for survival event they have at my gym. And it's to fun. It's a big fundraiser. People build teams, you know, and you raise money for rare cancer research. So it's a great event.
Yeah.
But I kind of got coerced into doing it. I didn't know I was going to ride a bike. And I'm not a spinner. I'm not into, spin classes or cycling.
Uh-huh.
Because I can't walk right.
Wow.
Because of the seat?
My sit bones, I say crotch is not the right word for the place that hurts, but, my sit bones, you know. I mean, anyone who's done cycling.
Your butt bone?
You talk about. Yeah, the inside of the butt, the sit bones.
It's the pubic bone, isn't it?
The groin?
Oh, even sitting now, standing, walking, and this was on Saturday morning I did this. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I don't know how people do spin all the time.
Yeah, why do they make those doggone seats so little and uncomfortable?
It hurts so bad.
You got to get those bicycle pants. I saw a woman
with
in Chick-fil-A
in
wearing those. I was like,
the padded ones?
So they're awful looking.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, but then her crotch isn't hurting like Dennis.
That's true. Come on. That looks like you're wearing a diaper.
It's got a big pad from front to back, you know, and you got to get that stuff called monkey butt.
What's monkey butt do?
It keeps you from chafing between your legs.
Oh.
So you put that monkey butt all in your area, in the region, to hopefully prevent, you know, redness.
Oh, I'm all right.
So, soreness.
Hold on. Every biker I see on the road has monkey butt.
Well, no. They have something.
They're a real biker? They probably are.
Yeah, they got the cool pants and the tight outfit.
Well, I was not prepared for that.
What'd you wear, Jenna? Just some yoga pants?
I wear what I have on right now, workout clothes. Wear stretch pants and sneakers and a regular workout outfit.
The uncomfortable part is getting your your buddy to put it on for you. You know, because
you have bike buddy.
Let's go!
He said it again last night, which was awesome.
Hey, Todd!
He said it again.
He did. Good old Tom. He's ready for anything, Al. He'll put the monkey butt on you anytime.
That's a good friend, right?
That's a good friend. You know Tom would do that. He would. I rode something, too, over the weekend, but it wasn't a bike or anything like that. We got into we had a Valentine's Day date.
Mm-hmm.
My wife planned something, and she said, hey, this year, Valentine's Day, I got this.
All right, then.
So, nice.
Yeah. And then she told me it was Super Bowl weekend.
Oh,
and then you got offer to go to the Super Bowl?
Then I got excited because I'm like, what if that's the Valentine's Day that she was planning, right?
She knows you're a huge football fan.
Yeah.
You're in mourning right now if your San Diego Chargers leaving.
Yeah, I got a brand new team that I cheer for now that the Chargers are a L.A. team.
Yep.
So I'm like all pumped again. And so the week went by and it got closer and I'm, you know, if we're going down to the Super Bowl, we got a plan. I got buddies down there.
I got to take off Monday. How can I get back?
I'm like, so do we need to leave for this said date on Friday? I asked her after the show and she goes, no. And this is where my wife always goes wrong with surprises because she always blows them. And normally she wants to blow it and just tell me. She'll be like, hey, I just want to tell you. But this time she just blurted out, no, because the whiskey tasting's not till tomorrow.
She just told you the whole thing.
Oh, flat out. And I looked at her and I'm like, Kinsey, you made it almost to the actual surprise.
Give her props.
I am so proud of you.
Almost. Yeah.
You didn't mean you. That was an accident. So yeah, she had planned along with some people in our neighborhood to go to this wine this whiskey tasting.
Okay,
because you know, dudes apparently they like whiskey.
Yeah.
I'm not a whiskey drinker myself, but it's cool.
Yeah.
So you go to this place, I don't know, do they call it distilleries or what do they call it?
Yeah, I guess
so. Yeah, where they make the whiskey and they put it together and you go through this lecture for about an hour where you walk through and this guy's just giving you scientific facts left and right.
Is it kind of like a wine tasting but just with whiskey? I guess so, right?
Kind of, but you're not tasting the whiskey as you're going. You're just learning the whole time.
Okay. Yeah, because I would feel like one flight of whiskey, you'd be.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, man, we're going to be so drunk. And that's why we drove out there. And they got like a limo bus for us.
Oh,
there was
like
five of us, five couples.
Uh-huh.
And they tell you how they put it in the barrels. Do you know the barrels are just put with pressure? It's all pressure built. They don't have any nails on those barrels. And then it takes them like 2 years before they could do their aged whiskey, so they can't make money for a couple years. This is all that I remember. I might be wrong.
That's what's so hard about tasting alcohol. It's like by the end of it, I have no idea what I learned.
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah.
Because you're drunk and you're like, I have no idea.
They don't give you the whiskey until after because I think they realize that you're not going to listen at all.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, and then you get done with this whiskey
education.
Yeah. You don't remember anything, and then you get a nice little thimble and you taste a couple whiskeys, and then you buy a bottle.
Okay.
So if you guys want to come over, I have whiskey at my house.
You got plenty of whiskey now, huh?
Yeah. I got blended. I don't know what that means, but that's what I got.
I think, I should know this. I own a bar. Scotch and whiskey, put them together and it's a blend.
I didn't do the
blend. I don't know.
Scotch is the kind of whiskey, right?
Yeah. Scotch is like good whiskey, I think.
Cool. Right.
Right?
I don't know. Like, listening was not on point.
Like cognac is good brandy. I think that's what the deal is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But did you have fun?
We did have fun, you know. And then we went to dinner, and we went home. And my daughter's teeth were messed up.
You gave her too much whiskey?
No. Something happens every time we go out. And this time my daughter fell, and her teeth.
Oh, no.
Her teeth shifted.
Oh, no.
So I think
their baby teeth, right?
Yeah. Oh, we were up till like midnight looking up dentists. You know, you have this awesome date, and it's Valentine's Day, and you're thinking you're going to go home, and it's going to be romantic.
Yeah. I got a little whiskey in
you. Yeah. And then you realize we have kids, and you come home to World War III.
Life.
Yeah, you get home to life. And my daughter's teeth, she fell, and somehow her front teeth, one shifted forward, the other one shifted back. So now they're just staggered a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm sure it sounds worse than it is, because it is. It's really bad. And so we were up looking for emergency dentists, because I remember Kelly said that there's emergency dentists.
Call your regular dentist. They will see you.
Yeah. So we were calling. We left voicemails. We got a hold of one dentist out of all the ones we called. And they're like, look, we're really sorry, but we went out to dinner tonight. And, you know, we
got a little whiskey.
Well, that's not helping.
They were being honest. Yeah. So we're going to have to take her, I think, today. And hopefully they can shift it back to normal.
Yeah.
Because now every time she smiles, I'm like, oh, why did we go to Valentine's Day? Her little teeth.
No, you didn't go to Valentine's Day, JC, because Valentine's Day is coming up a week from tomorrow, yeah, and you still have to do something.
I thought we got it out of the way early, so we don't have to do it.
No.
No, you got to at least acknowledge it. Yeah. So
I'll acknowledge.
Get her a gift and flowers or something.
Do we still have to go to dinner, even though she planned it?
I don't know.
Or you could cook for her.
Was she saying anything at the Valentine's party that you threw?
Saying anything about
like,
Valentine's?
That I need to?
No, I'm just a woman. And I'm saying you need to do something.
Now, what was it that, are we going to get into that thing that Kenzie did?
I don't know if I can tell it.
Oh, because you just teased me. You got to tell it.
We can kind of talk about it.
I don't want to make Kenzie look
bad. PG-13. My wife is that.
She's so sweet and she's so funny.
My wife is the girl that if you have a bachelorette party or you're turning 21 or 25 or
she'll take
turning
care
any
of it.
Age.
She'll bring the inappropriate.
You're turning 21. Yeah.
She'll make it a 21-year birthday party every time, and she brings
Inappropriate things.
Gotcha.
But wasn't this a party for moms and kids?
And kids, yeah. We were doing a Valentine-making party. It's been a tradition since Emma Kelly was very young.
Yeah.
And last year, for whatever reason, I don't know why, I think it just sneaked up on me. I was like, screw it, I'm not doing it this year. But yeah. I said, I'm going to do it again this year. So, and I'd already gotten rid of all my, I mean, I used to decorate. It was like Valentine's threw up in my house. And I got rid of all the decorations. I'm like, it's all right. We're older now. It doesn't.
Yeah.
They just want to get together. It's an excuse to visit. So Kinsey's like, well, I'll bring something. Okay. I don't know what she's going to bring. I made breakfast casserole. It was a brunch. Somebody bought a fruit and somebody brought So Kinsey decides to bring pizza making kits for the kids so they can all make
That's fun.
Pizzas.
They loved it.
And the kids love it. She had these big heart-shaped cookie cutters. So Valentine's Day, she'd make a big heart and they could decorate it with tomato sauce and cheese and she'd bake it for them and they get to eat their little pizza.
Yeah, perfect.
But she also bought a cookie cutter in the shape of something else.
Yeah. They're usually seen at bachelorette parties.
Yes. Got it.
You know, because when the kids go upstairs, the moms need to play.
Yeah.
So you're going to make a pizza?
There were a few inappropriate pizzas made at the children's Valentine's party.
I'm sorry.
Did the kids know what they were eating?
Let's go!
They didn't have that one, did they? The kids didn't have that.
Well,
after you guys chopped it up,
I tried to say.
What would you call it?
It's an atomic explosion. I don't know.
It's a spaceship.
Hello, Kelly. Out of all things, that's the last thing we should call it.
I'm trying to think of something.
Yeah. Oh,
so anyway, that was the Valentine's party.
It's not a Valentine's Day until it's inappropriate.
We love Kenzie.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I mean, you got the dough, so you might as well.
Yeah.
What? Might as well what?
Might as well what, Al?
You got the dough. You know what I'm saying.
Trail off, man.
You know what I'm saying.
Finish it off, Al.
You got the dough, so. You know.
Yeah.
Come on, you know.
You know how the old saying goes.
You know.
You got the dough. So.
Oh.
Is there an end to that?
I don't know. Do you know?
I don't know.
Oh,
it's the old
God.
Saying. You know what they say.
You know what they say.
You bring a cookie cutter. You got the cookie cutter.
Oh.
So there's no end to that saying now?
Nope.
All right.
Nope. Keep my job.
How's the pizza, though? Pretty good?
Was it good?
Was it big, small, average?
You know, I had a little bit of a heart-shaped one.
Oh.
Oh, nice. For Alan.
Hello, I'm Alan.
All right.
Did you keep
it? Girl, you got to hang out with me and get some sausage. I did make a sausage breakfast casserole. Everybody loved it. I got to send them all the recipe.
Yeah, Kenzie was talking about it.
Yeah, it's really easy.
Did she leave that thing at your house that's no longer
my
house?
No. She took it home.
Bad. That's awful. I was hoping she'd leave
it's
it
all
there.
For you, baby. All Valentine's right. Day is coming up.
Yeah.
Is it hand-tossed?
No.
You know what I'm saying.
You know.
Because
when you got the
dough. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right, Al.
And we laughed all night. The best joke ever.
Oh, man. What's next?
Oh, man. We got to talk about this Gaga halftime show.
Man.
Yes.
Awesomeness.
And if anything crazy happened at your Super Bowl party, anything hilarious, maybe somebody brought one of those things that my wife brought to Kelly's party, give us a call, 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK.
We'll talk Super Bowl next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
you decided to go to sleep early last night because the game was a whooping, we're sorry, but it turned out to be the greatest Super Bowl of all time. This is the final call.
Toss to White. He's in! Patriots win the Super Bowl! Brady has his fifth! What a comeback!
I love how we can hear Tom Brady at the beginning.
Yeah, was that picking him up from the goalpost?
I think so. The mic was picking him up.
Yeah, because he was right. He was like on the one.
I have a buddy who does that job at NFL games. I think he does Monday Night Football games.
He holds
that big old round satellite looking thing.
Yeah,
that's a job.
Cool job.
It's really cool. He gets to go to all the games.
Cool gig. Yeah.
Yeah. He goes, I've gotten to be next to Tom Brady. He's gotten bumped by, I think Julio Jones ran him over one time.
That's big, Kelly.
That's a big deal, Kelly.
Yeah.
We got a couple text messages here
regarding
the last conversation we had. Do you guys think Kenzie JC's wife brought that intentionally, or did she think it was a Cupid's arrow for hearts?
No, she brought it intentionally.
No, it was intentional.
No doubt about it.
She wants to have fun with the girls.
No
kids are away,
doubt about it.
For sure. Speaking of making treats for the big game, we made Patriot Jersey Rice Krispie treats. They turned out green instead of blue, though. Pinterest fail. But we still had the Patriots names on there, so you could tell who it was.
All right.
Yeah. Did you guys watch any of the commercials? Did you like any of them?
We tried to watch them all.
Mm-hmm. It's hard
to hear.
Hard at a bar.
I was not impressed with the array of commercials this year.
A lot of movie trailers and TV shows, and I'm guessing the TV shows because they didn't sell all the spots, right?
You think
so?
Probably so?
Well, that's free for the network to advertise. Well, I guess, you know.
Their own show. Yeah.
If you're advertising a show that's going to be on your own network, that means you didn't sell it to Subaru.
True.
I'm guessing.
I think the commercials may have just been outshined by the game. The game was so dang good.
But I mean, I didn't find myself like laughing out loud.
Right.
Yeah.
Where were the puppies?
No puppies. No horses.
Puppies.
No horses either, right?
This year.
No, nobody made me cry this year.
Was there a Doritos?
I didn't
Usually
see a Doritos.
No
I don't
Doritos.
Think so.
I don't recall
I
a Doritos.
Doritos.
And we always talk about it because they have that competition where people from all over the world create these commercials and they turn out funny because they get the best of the best.
Yeah.
But I don't recall seeing a Doritos commercial.
Not a lot of beer.
A lot of the celebrity ones weren't that great.
Yeah. Melissa McCarthy had a good one for Kia.
She did. That was funny.
This one right here.
Hey, Melissa. The whales need your help.
I love whales.
Go, Melissa!
Let's take it!
The whale comes up.
It lands on her.
Since you're flying into the boat. Oh, ow.
Hey, Melissa, now the trees need you.
He's hugging a tree.
Hugging a tree to get mowed down.
So basically, anytime they ask her for help,
commercial.
It goes. She's killed at every. She basically dies over and over trying to save things. It was fun.
That's for
wrong.
Kia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny.
They say,
eco-friendly.
You can save the planet by just driving a Kia instead of killing yourself, saving whales and stuff, was the basic.
She also,
Stripe.
While we're talking about Melissa McCarthy, she did great on SNL as a Sean Spicer.
Have you seen that? Yeah,
appearance?
It was great.
Yeah, we'll put that real quick. Because
she was very upset.
She looked just like him.
As you know, President Trump announced his Supreme Court pick on the national TV today. When he entered the room, the crowd greeted him with a standing ovation, which lasted a full 15 minutes. And you can check the tape on that. Everyone was smiling. Everyone was happy. And no one was sad. Okay, those are the facts forever, and there's something else. We got something X, 3-4, capital T, capital P, 8-4. Hang on, wait a minute. That's my email password. Forget that one. All right, nobody write that. Stop writing that down.
That was pretty funny.
When somebody told me that was Melissa McCarthy, I fell out of my chair. I thought it was a dude.
Sean Spicer.
Yeah. Or I knew it was a comedian, but I didn't know. I had no idea it was her.
We all have that friend that's like Sean Spicer that'll get your back no matter what.
Oh,
like, we all need that friend. Like he got his back all day.
It's going to be busy.
Oh, we have a Super Bowl fail. Angie, were you able to watch the game at all based on what happened?
I was, yeah.
So
it was interrupted briefly, but yes.
What happened?
Yeah. So we're at a friend's house, and they had, within the last couple of months, completely renovated their basement, spent over $20,000, everything's new, pool table, full bar, big TVs, all the cool stuff. And the party was kind of family oriented. So people had come with their kids and everyone's having a great time. And about halfway through the game, and there's lots of talking and multiple TVs, right? So there's a noise level here. And we're like, what is that noise? And finally we determined that there's water dripping down through a light fixture.
And
splattering all over onto the new hardwood floor. And for a minute, we all just stand there and we're like, what's going on? And finally, the husband, who's, I can see his fury. He's just so mad because he did a lot of the work himself on the basement, to mention the investment, right? Lots of money. He runs up the stairs. One of the kiddos clogged the toilet, and the water was just running over the toilet. It was just flooding over and over. And he was so scared to tell anybody because he didn't want to get in trouble. Oh. So he just shut the bathroom door.
Oh, no. Yeah, kids will do that.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, we run to get towels and we try to clean up the mess. And someone set a cooler to catch the dripping. and that poor child, I felt so bad. So momentarily, our party was a fail, but we recovered nicely. We sat back. We watched the comeback of the century and the first overtime in history. So that was pretty cool.
You guys had your own comeback, like Tom Brady.
We did have our own comeback.
I'm glad it worked out for you, Angie. Thank you for calling. What were you going to say?
I was just going to tell Kelly, the cookie cutter, the naughty cookie cutter, is something absolutely the same friends and I would do at a party.
Okay, good.
That's the mark of a great party.
Okay, good.
Let me know when you want my wife to come over. She'll be there.
Sure,
she'll
bring it.
All right.
Man.
Yeah, there's always that one girl that brings it.
Oh, yeah.
It just happens to be my
wife.
Oh,
yeah. Your wife is that girl.
My wife is that girl. Apparently, there was a Doritos commercial, you guys. It was the guy licking his fingers and sticking them back in the bowl.
That's it.
I missed it.
Yeah.
I missed that one.
I forgot it.
And then the girl orders a new bag delivered by
drone. An Amazon drone.
Yeah.
They said the Amazon drone coming soon.
I missed it.
Right. I completely forgot.
Favorite.
Yeah.
So it was a twofer commercial.
Yeah.
It was Amazon and Doritos, or was that really an Amazon commercial?
I don't know. It wasn't memorable enough for us to remember it, though.
Gaga used drones in her performance. I was like, how are they lighting up the sky like that? And so she used those drones we've talked about before that they can, like, amass, 10,000 at a time.
Disney or whatever.
Just off her computer. Remember, we've talked about that before? In a matter of moments. Like, they could probably do good things for us, but for now it's entertainment. And they line them all up to do the show. Yeah, so that's what she used in the beginning to make it look like the flag in the sky.
Best halftime ever. Did you see the commercial? I know you did. The Cam Newton commercial?
That was one of my favorites. The Buick one?
Yeah, the Buick commercial.
Yeah, if that's a Buick, then my son's Cam Newton.
check out that Buick.
Wow, that's nice. But if that's a Buick, then my kid's Cam Newton.
Damn!
Really is Cam Newton.
Blue 42, say that?
The kid's eyes.
Some people just can't believe the new Buick.
That's a good-looking Buick right there. That's a Buick, and I'm a supermodel.
Nice play, Billy!
Miranda Kerr?
It was cute.
Yeah.
That's cute.
When Cam was chest bumping all the little children, that was adorable.
But he didn't jump. He had to squat down.
Yeah, they were sometimes squatting. It was so cute.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
And then the Skittles... Romance the Rainbow.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
The boy outside throwing Skittles into the girl's window, and then everybody gets a piece.
Katie.
Every time he says her name, he's throwing a Skittle.
Katie.
And there's
the whole family.
Mom.
They kind of took it too far, though.
They went too far. Then there's Dad.
Katie.
And then there's Grandma.
But then there was a robber.
And then the police officer chased
him. And the police officer. And then a gopher, I think.
I didn't get the gopher.
The family dog I could see. But, I didn't get the gopher at the end. Or beaver or whatever it was.
Yeah. Justin Bieber's commercials.
Groundhog.
A little floppy. I didn't.
He looked so cute.
I thought it was Brad Pitt.
T-Mobile spent a lot of money.
Really?
He looks a lot like Brad Pitt, man.
He was so handsome in it, and it was fun to see him let loose and dance.
Did
like
it
a
work?
Nut.
Did people? That was the whole goal. Get to get people to send dance videos.
He was supposed to. He's going to pick the favorite.
Yeah,
of letting
the best end zone dance.
Did any of you guys submit?
No,
I'm afraid not.
Because T-Mobile also had Snoop and Martha.
Yeah, the Snoop T-Mobile. And Martha was pretty fun.
That was better.
Yeah,
I didn't see that.
It was pot related.
Oh, imagine that.
But she was bringing out like actual pots.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
And greenery, like bushes.
Okay.
That was pretty good.
I missed that one. Yeah, watching a bar, you just miss so much, man. That's the one thing I kind of, you know, wish I was at a party or at a house.
T-Mobile had like Dirty Talk. That was one that a lot of people were talking about.
They spent a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
The Mr. Clean one shows that if you clean your house, your girl's going to get
I'll
on you.
I'll tell you who spent money.
Who?
Alfa Romeo or whatever. Yeah. That car.
Oh, yeah. What is that car, by the way?
It's like a little, isn't it like a James Bond car back in the day or something?
Yeah. But they redid it.
I didn't know they made them anymore, so I guess that was effective. I mean, the whole thing, was it Alfa Romeo?
Alfa Romeo. Little
every other spot was that car.
I definitely want to drive one because it looks fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much those cost. I'm guessing a lot. Based on how many commercials they had on during the Super Bowl. And speaking of Gaga, too, she did end up performing on the roof.
Now, somebody said part of this was pre-recorded. What part exactly was
pre-recorded? I'm assuming the part on the roof.
Oh, really?
I mean, I'm assuming the part where she's up there singing, but then she was lowered from the, I'm just
assuming. It was the drone and her staying up there was pre-recorded because they didn't want to risk.
Right.
Well, they did open the roof for her performance to jump down, but the whole little montage, I read that it was pre-recorded based on unpredictable weather.
Sure.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so drizzling.
So they opened it up for her to jump through, but they had pre-recorded her little intro up there.
So where she drops down, it looked a little stagey, like.
That drop was so funny. All the memes are so funny.
Coming down. But when she finished.
It dropped.
And she threw the mic and then caught the football. That was cool.
Yep.
That was cool.
And
then
she
ending.
Jumped out of frame.
I loved it, though.
I loved it.
So
that was awesome.
The camera work could have been a little bit better on that.
She did a great job.
The only part I laughed out loud at was the keytar. I mean, that was silly.
Do you think she was playing it?
No, but that was ridiculous. Yeah. The keytar thing was unnecessary, but the rest of it I love.
And she was really singing.
She was really singing. This is On the Roof, which was apparently, now we know, recorded.
God bless America.
That voice.
With the light from
above. She sounded great.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was a great first choice.
It was. You know? It really was. And I kept saying, okay, Beyonce's going to show up now. Beyonce's going to show up now.
No.
Beyonce's going to show up now.
It was all Gaga, man.
All Gaga.
Didn't need her.
I've had a little bit too much. All of the people start to run.
She did all her hits.
Yep.
I like that new song. That she, this the ballad that she plays the piano.
Yeah. Sounded good. That was Just Dance. She said hi, Mom and Dad.
I've got 100 million reasons to walk away. But baby, I just need one good one to stay.
Hey, Dad. Hi, Mom.
I didn't catch that.
I didn't either.
Yeah, I love this song.
Now we're paying attention.
No, we were talking about the game.
Like, let's just go.
Like, it's all out.
Yeah, you know what happens.
After Gaga.
Yeah. We were paying attention to her. The girls are in the other room watching it for sure.
Right.
And we're half watching because we're talking about what a whooping that game is.
Right.
And what they're probably yelling about in there. This is where Gaga throws the microphone. And catches a football.
Awesome.
She threw that mic down and caught that football.
Imagine if she would have dropped
that. If she had missed that, that would have been terrible.
You can't. She didn't.
But that would have been all we were talking about today.
You cannot miss that ball. She caught it.
Who threw it, I wonder? Was one of her dancers or
I don't know.
Troutman?
Probably Troutman. He came down from the booth.
Like, can I have a part? I don't have enough to do.
Yeah.
By the way, Troy looks so handsome.
Yeah.
I love
that
Troy.
That suit. Fit him like a glove.
You're a Troy lover over there.
There you
yes,
are.
You're
just trying to hedge your bet just in case the Allen thing doesn't work out.
No, Allen's working out. he knows I love Troy Aikman.
Joe Buck kept the beard. Joe Buck looked right. He looked good.
He just needs to go completely clean.
You like him clean cut?
It's the top up top too.
Shave the head?
Yeah, his hair's getting thin.
According to Kid Nation, that car, what's it called though? Something
Alfa Romeo.
Starting at 72. Thousand, so that's out of the price range right there.
A little much.
A little pricey there.
A little much.
72 for a car.
Sweet car.
Well, we did have a representative down there at the Super Bowl.
Yes, we did.
Repping the show just for us.
Good.
We sent him to the streets.
Yeah. We had a part-time Justin, now full-time Justin down there on the streets.
Oh, our sports expert.
Dan Tana live out on the streets, talking to the people.
Sorry, Dan Tana.
That's what we want to do here.
Yeah, Dan, we definitely do want to do that, Dan Tana, but we had Justin out there, buddy. I'm sorry. We'll get to you soon, though, Dan Tana. Part-time Justin was down there. What kind of trouble did he get into? Did he get into the Maxim party?
That's what I want to know.
That's the party everybody wanted to go to. We'll find out next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
How many people are calling in sick to work today? We know why you're calling in sick.
Lots.
We didn't really have people get too out of control last night at our party. I guess just everybody had to go to work. They couldn't do it, you know?
Yeah. I just feel like I ate way too much.
Yeah, I ate more than I wanted to.
And the numbers are about 2 million people will call in sick today.
2 million?
That's a guesstimate, yeah. About 2 million people will not go to work today. 2 million. I weighed myself last night because that's how much I ate. I'm like, I probably ate so much that I gained a bunch of weight. 10 pounds.
You ate 10 pounds of food.
You ate like, 10
pounds. I'm 10 pounds heavier than I normally am.
Well, that couldn't have been just from one night.
It might have been the weekend.
How long has it been since you weighed?
I weigh myself every day, every morning.
Every morning? Yeah. Wow.
And so, wow.
Well, at the end of the night, you're going to weigh more anyway.
Exactly, yeah. It was the end of the night. We ate a bunch.
I bet if you weighed this morning, you wouldn't weigh that much.
Yeah, I didn't do it because I didn't want to see.
Oh.
I was like, man, that was bad. I probably would have gained
bulking.
More.
You're bulking. You just say you're bulking. Yeah. It's bulking.
It's probably water, beer weight. A lot of beer.
Water, beer weight.
Water, beer weight.
Shout out.
Part-time Justin, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Why are you wearing a baseball jersey?
Yeah, dude, what are you doing?
I'm wearing a jersey.
Because football is over.
Yeah, well, football team won, and I decided to represent my jersey.
Football is over. It's time to look forward to baseball, right?
Oh, this is a baseball jersey.
That is a baseball jersey.
Yeah, just realizing.
I saw a number and I saw the little holes on the material, so I was like, you know what? That's sports related. So number five for whoever's number five.
Well, it's 58,
it's
actually.
58. You have two numbers on
it. Oh, I didn't even know the other number was there.
It's next to the five.
It's next to the five.
Do you know what
I didn't
wearing?
See it. It was on my side under my
arm. Justin.
You had to pick it out. You had to look at it at some point.
I did. I guess now. Oh, 58. Wonder what that means.
I don't know. Well, you're wearing it, though.
I didn't eat a lot for the Super Bowl. My mom messed up some chicken wings for the Super Bowl. Yeah, so me and my friend.
So you were back in town when the game was on, but you went down to Houston for
festivities.
The events leading up to the big game.
Sure did. I first started off, Taylor Swift was performing the night before the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So I decided it'd be a cool idea to go talk to the fans that are excited to see Taylor Swift. And there were. They were all, they all
really?
Looked like her, all the sparkly things. The people were cool. There's going to be, we'll do that later on in the week.
Yeah, we'll get that all together.
Okay, good.
Emma Kelly would have loved that, Kelly.
Yeah.
Because she's super into Taylor Swift.
Because Taylor was saying this is their only concert of the year.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And
how do you get into that? Was it just open to anybody or
to Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Well, it was DirecTV did it, and so you would have to know someone who works at DirecTV, I think.
You worked your connects.
Or Well, I just went outside. I didn't go in to watch her.
You could still hear
I just
it.
Talked to the fans that were waiting outside for like 7 hours.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And then afterwards I was all dressed up, feeling good. I was gonna party that night.
Yeah.
And so I walked down to a bar and just to go get a drink, and then I met these girls.
Were you by yourself, by the way?
Yeah, I was by
all
myself,
alone.
All alone.
Good
I met these
you.
Girls, and they were taking a picture, and I asked if they wanted me to take a picture for them, and they're like, "Nah, it's fine." And I said, "Okay, could you take a picture of me?" So then they're like, "Yeah, sure." So then we introduced ourselves. They liked my personality, and then they said, "Hey, we're going to the Maxim party if you want to go with us."
Shut up. With
I
two
said,
girls?
There's three of them.
Oh,
actually.
No.
Yeah.
You're in.
Yeah, I know, right? And they were gorgeous, too.
Of course.
And you were like, yeah, I'm getting in.
Of course, yeah. Of course, it would have been so easy. And so I had no idea what the Maxim party was. I didn't know it was this big thing, but it was.
You know it's a magazine, right?
Yeah, I found that.
Okay.
Have you ever looked at one?
I Googled it, huh?
Have you ever looked at a Maxim?
No, I found out what it was. It's like a whole bunch of like
hot chicks.
Yeah, and I was like, that's not my interest.
Probably looked at Menzel.
Yeah, Sports Illustrated.
They have the hot hometown girls.
Yeah.
I heard.
Hometown hottie.
Yeah, hometown hottie.
Yeah, it's like every girl's dream. I want to be a hometown hottie.
I never looked at those magazines. Men's Health were like the ones I did. Well, they had more of my interest.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
well, you know, getting fit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All about the abs.
But it doesn't matter.
Oh my gosh, though, the party, it was amazing. Big, beautiful building with red lights on it. Everyone was gorgeous.
Yeah.
It looked like someone opened up a magazine and took all the models out and brought them to a party.
Pretty much what they did.
Was there like a big line to get in? People waiting outside, and you just walk up with these three hot girls,
definitely.
And they let you in.
Yeah, they're all waiting to get in, and then of course they just see how beautiful they are, and they're like, "Of course, ma'am, just walk in." And so you go in, and you see like this huge robot walking around, and then people doing backflips on motorcycles, and then macaroons, chicken on a stick, steak on a stick, sandwiches.
They had macaroons.
Yeah, macaroons, all colors.
Free?
It was all free.
Did they have an ice sculpture?
It was all free. Yes. They didn't have an ice sculpture, but they had they had vodka ice cream.
Vodka
ice cream, and then they had top shelf vodka, and you can drink as much as you wanted. I felt like we were in Punta Cana. Everything was free.
They had top shelf vodka.
It was free for you. It wasn't free for whoever bought your ticket.
Yeah. I don't even know, but it was amazing. And then the girls that I was with, they were in heels, and we got there a little early. We got there at 8, and I didn't leave till 2.
Well, that's smart, though. That's at least you get in.
6 hours. You party, dude.
There's no need to party hop.
And they have
everything's free here.
They have a red carpet, I assume.
Red carpet. Red carpet, of course. Fergie was there. DJ Khaled. Travis Scott. DNCE.
Did you actually see them, or they were there?
I saw DNCE. I saw DJ Khaled. I heard Fergie was there, but I never got to see her. And I saw a little Bow Wow.
Oh, really? Like in person, you walked up.
Yeah, I was actually at Lil Bow Wow's little section. They're all smoking.
It's Bow Wow now.
Passing it around
now
to each other.
Yeah, he dropped.
So you literally lived the night like a hot chick.
I sure did. Because there was this one point they were so tired. They're like, our feet hurt. Yeah. We just need to sit down. But you would have to pay a lot of money just to be able to sit in like a nice section. Yeah. But they're like, let's just go flirt with some old rich man and he'll let us sit down. I said, cool, dub. I'll just go with. So we go, and then a nice beat comes on, and then they get on the couch and they start dancing, and then so I get on the couch. I start dancing too, and then right in front of me is the rich guy who owns the section, and he goes, oh yeah, dude, you're gonna have to stop dancing behind me, you're creeping me out just a little bit. I said, oh, okay. So I get down, I get to the other side, then I start twerking out of side. Hey, twerking out of side. Yeah, bro.
You're gonna get kicked. Did you get kicked out?
No, I didn't get kicked out.
You have to be discreet. You have to be invisible when you sneak into a table.
But I was still having fun, though. It was all good.
Justin's not discreet by any means.
My dance moves. They even called me the next day. They're like, hey, the Super Bowl's over, and we're going to go out and party again if you want to go with us. And I was like, oh, I'm on my way back home now.
But, so you made friends for life then.
I did. They were so cool.
You got supermodels.
You are fun to party with.
Asking you to stay. I guess I can understand.
But it was great. And then I paid for it the next day. I felt gross. I felt like a piece of chewed up gum stuck under someone's shoe collecting rainwater. It was gross. I was so hungover. But I mean, then I went to the Super Bowl.
You went to the actual stadium?
I went to the stadium. I was like, let's go talk to the people who are going to the big game.
Yeah.
You actually were able to make it out there even though you partied with three supermodels.
So you went out to the stadium yesterday morning.
Yesterday. In the evening, I slept in.
Tailgating? People were tailgating?
Tailgating. They didn't have tailgating. Huh. So they just had $100 to park there.
Yeah.
First of all.
That's crazy. It was
Super Bowl, though. Yeah.
But they were not... No one was tailgating. There are some people partying outside of a Jack in the Box with their car and like drinking beer from like a plastic bag.
Yeah,
but they would just get their tickets and they would go straight into the thing.
Yeah,
and so I'm trying to interview them or like talk to them while I'm walking them into the gate, and then as soon as the gate goes, they continue walking, don't even say goodbye, and then I'm like, okay, well, move on to the next person.
Goodbye.
They paid thousands of dollars for these tickets. You got to get in there and start enjoying some festivities.
They just look like they didn't want to be bothered.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear Justin interviewing people going into the Super Bowl.
What's your favorite color?
Pink.
Green.
Purple.
I think it's chartreuse.
Here we go.
My favorite color? Blue.
Red and black.
Red and black.
Okay. And what team are you supporting?
Of course, the Falcons.
Patriots.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Are y'all sibling rivalry?
Sibling rivalry, yep.
Oh, okay.
Hey, happy Falcons Day. We're going to win this game. I know it. I know we're going to win this game.
I actually didn't know the Falcons were playing the Super Bowl. I could care less about
it. Okay, we're going to give you a pass. You're wearing a Mickey shirt, for God's sake.
Hey. All right. What's your favorite?
You were wearing a Mickey shirt at the Super Bowl?
I did. I didn't bring this cool jersey with me, so I had my second favorite Disney Mickey Mouse.
Justin.
All right. What's your favorite color?
Hey,
Red. Red.
I mean, who's gonna win?
Dirty Bird.
I also.
And how'd you get your tickets?
I also didn't know anything about sports or football, so I was like, What am I going to ask them, the people going to the Super Bowl?
So you have some of their favorite color.
I was like, that's the only thing I could talk about right now. So that was the hot
question.
It's
a start. You know, it's an icebreaker.
What about your favorite player? Or
I didn't even think.
Favorite position?
I wouldn't have been able to respond, but I could share my favorite color.
What is your favorite color?
Chartreuse now. I didn't know how pretty that color was. I looked it up. That's a pretty color.
We actually don't have tickets. We're just out here selling face tattoos, saving up for a mission trip.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I actually don't have money on me. Okay. And how'd you get y'all's tickets?
eBay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got mine from Uncle Bay. Hey, baby. Hey, baby.
How'd y'all get y'all's tickets?
We don't have any.
We still looking
for
something.
We don't have any. That's why we're sitting out here.
Oh, okay.
I'm having a blast.
I could care less about the Super Bowl.
It's about the emotion.
I know, right?
You're not American, man.
Yeah. Who's going to win today?
Patriots.
What's your favorite color?
Blue.
And what are you going to do to celebrate if the Patriots win?
Get drunk.
If they lose?
Get drunk.
Are you going to work tomorrow?
Oh.
Are you more excited for the game or Lady Gaga's performance?
Oh,
Lady Gaga's
definitely performance. Lady Gaga.
Of course.
Lady Gaga's got a nice body, but you know what? She's just, hey, Taylor Swift's got some great legs, by
the way.
Who's Lady Gaga?
right.
Oh, that's my impression.
Wait, who?
Are y'all more excited for the game or Lady Gaga's halftime show in the commercial?
Lady Gaga's halftime show for me.
After I watch Janet Jackson, no halftime show will ever be the same. Janet put on the best show you could ever put on.
Mm-hmm. And you don't know that. You got to wait to see Lady Gaga.
I get Lady Gaga ain't going to show her breasts. I bet you that.
He in the doghouse for the night.
How do you know that you're talking to the true God? How do you know that he's hearing you?
I believe in my ears.
Think about this for a second.
I don't know, but what team is God supporting today for the Super Bowl?
The Lord is not concerned with such wicked things as this, and you're going to be judged according to the secret things that you've done.
What's your favorite color?
I'm not concerned with those things.
Preacher, huh?
Yeah, there's a lot of preachers out there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, they're preaching the gospel. Going to hell.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Do they get paid for that? I just want to know how effective that is. I'm a Christian, and but I don't know how effective that is.
Well,
they're
just
usually
to find
really
one,
mean
Kelly.
To you,
they're
too.
They're very mean-spirited.
They talk down
like,
to you, yeah.
Gospel is, for me, it's a message of love.
Right.
And they scare me, and I want to walk away from them, and I believe, you know. I don't understand how effective that is.
Yeah, and then they have, like, their assistants or disciples passing out little pamphlets on, here's how you can get saved.
Yeah, but they're nicer than the guy on the megaphone.
Yeah, the megaphone guy's so.
Megaphone's always mean.
Usually, yeah. They just travel around to different events, I think.
Yeah.
Normally see him on Bourbon Street.
And yell at you.
And then you see him in Vegas and in New York, and you see him at the Super Bowl.
And so it was the highlight of your trip.
The highlight was the Maxim party, of course.
Yeah.
Definitely. That was everything in a half.
Did the girls you were with get any numbers from any celebrities?
No. But
just part-time Justins.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, part-time Justin.
That's a celebrity right there.
That is sweet.
All three of them hot.
Yeah, they were all gorgeous. They were all single.
Did you think about it?
They were all single. If
really?
Only I was straight, I bet I would have been a better night.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Yeah.
Did you take pictures with them?
Oh, yeah, I did. They're on. Are they on?
We'll put them
I haven't
we'll
seen
them.
I sent some of them that.
Oh, we'll put them up.
Yeah. Oh, there they are. Look at them.
Oh, yeah.
Is that Kylie Jenner? I don't know.
You had a blonde, a brunette, and a redhead, it appears.
No, well, one was brown.
Oh, just the light.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's bad lighting.
I thought it was a cool picture.
It is a cool picture, but we can't see what everybody looks like because the lighting's so funky.
One of them looks like they're platinum.
Like a robot.
Yeah, like an alien.
But they were fun.
You can tell they're pretty.
Yeah. I know one of their names, Michelle.
That's the only name you remember?
That's the only one because it's like, yeah.
So you are a typical straight guy.
I guess so.
Yeah, you still remembered it.
Uh-huh. No, he remembered one name. That's not straight.
Yeah. Michelle.
Straight guy remember nobody's name.
Well, good job, Justin. We'll hear your Taylor Swift shenanigans later this week.
Thank you for going down there. I'm excited to hear the Taylor Swift one, too. That was pretty fun.
Glad you made it back.
Awesome.
Yeah, I drove in. I got home at 1 a.m.
So you didn't watch any of the game?
Oh, no, I watched it with my parents at the very after, because I left before the Super Bowl started. and went home, watched it with my family. And
there you go.
Yeah.
So you made. Then you went home after that and got home at 1.
Yes.
Got it.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Well, glad we sorted that out.
Yeah, I'm glad. Yeah. Sure did.
Got Justin's out. Yeah. Uh-huh. Of course. Yeah. Straight.
All right, let's kick it off with Trip a Day. We got a trip every day this week for you. You want to whine? You have something to whine about? That's how you win this trip. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Now, this is the only time we'll let you whine on the radio.
That's right.
And actually win a trip. So you better whine about something good. We'll take your call next.
It's the Kidocratic Morning Show.
Trip a day, happening every day this week. And we're asking you, Kid Nation, to whine for the Kid Nation Wine Fest.
Whining can be fun.
Yeah, as long as you do it correctly.
Yeah.
You know, don't do it all the time, a couple here and there. I want to hook you up and send you to the South Walton Beaches Wine and Food Festival. One trip for two every single day this week.
Okay.
Awesome. Right.
We asked you to call, and you called. So we're going to go with our first wine.
So we're asking you to whine about something going on in your life.
Exactly, Jenna.
Who we got?
We got Melissa on the phone. Hi, Melissa. Hey. What's going on?
Well, I have a lot going on.
Yeah?
Time to whine.
I am so not a whiner, too, so it's so crazy I get through for this call.
That's good.
You better start whining.
You better get good at whining now.
Okay. Well, first of all, we live in a state with a ton of snow, so my husband's little cute Acura could get around nowhere. So he was tired of having to call in and get a ride to work, so we went and bought a pickup truck. And within a couple days of owning it, he found the transfer case was leaking. So we had to take that back and had it in the shop, so we only had one vehicle all week. And then while he was at work one day, I, weirdly enough, had been thinking about JT's water damage thing going on, and I was in my daughter's room, and I picked up some of her pants, and they were wet.
Oh.
And all of a sudden, I was going to chew her out for having an accident, and she was mortified because she thought I could ever think she could have an accident at 4. But as I was about to chew her out, a water dripped from the ceiling, and I looked up to a huge bubble along the tape lines.
Oh.
And I thought, this cannot be happening, especially this week. Because I was home because my first daughter was sick.
Your first daughter's sick? What's wrong with her?
She only had a sinus infection.
Okay.
So it wasn't a big deal. Then my baby started to get a fever that night. The next day I had my husband take her in. And in that same week we found out she had whooping cough.
That's the worst.
That's where they can't
stop. And I vaccinated my child, but she's not old enough for all the vaccinations. So she's been really sick. And it's just been a horrible week.
Oh,
okay.
It's Monday, so new week.
New week, new wine. All right.
New week.
So we got Melissa's wine right there.
Yeah.
How was that wine, Al?
Kelly, you're the wine expert.
Yeah, that was pretty good wine right there.
That was pretty good wine?
Decent wine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on.
That was hard for her because, like you said, that's not in her
character. She's not a whiner. Yeah. She didn't give us the whiny.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was expecting.
That's what you're expecting, Al? Okay.
Yeah.
So we heard Melissa's. Melissa, hold on for us because now we get to hear from Dana. And Dana will now get a chance to whine for this trip.
Okay.
All right, Dana, give us your best whine.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all have to hear this story. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Hey. What's going on?
Oh, my gosh. So my boss, who isn't going to get here till 9:30.
Yeah.
I probably should tell y'all where I work. I work at a private school in Plano. I'm a teacher.
Yeah.
And
you're teaching.
And you don't even like kids.
No, so at 8 this morning, I live in Scurry, Texas, which y'all probably don't know where that is.
Oh.
But,
it sounds far.
It's about an hour and 15 minutes away from Plano, where I work, which stinks in general. It's just terrible. But I had to wake up at 4 this morning and come all the way over here because we had to get here at 7 to clean our rooms. And my boss isn't even going to be here till 9:30. It's just ridiculous. So then I had to send my kids over to the babysitter. I'm just over it. I'm over it.
That's a wine right there.
Wow.
That's, you know what? I'm going to go ahead.
Wow.
I got to give her a slow clap on that.
You going to give her a slow clap on that one right there?
Yeah.
Well, Dana,
I can whine even better.
No, really not necessary.
All right, Al.
Not necessary.
You hear a lot of whining, Al. You're going to give it to
whine.
Melissa or Dana, buddy.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and give. I'm going to give her an 8.5.
8.5?
I don't know why I'm writing this down.
I don't know either.
On the radio, but I'm giving her an 8.5.
Dana, your whining has paid off. Congratulations.
Yay!
Oh, my gosh!
You have just won a trip to the South Walton Beaches Wine and Food Festival. Jenna, tell her what she gets, please.
Oh, my gosh. You are going to get, well, this is for you and to take. You have someone in your life?
My husband!
Yay!
Great.
Bless him for putting up with that wine.
I just had to ask. All right, well, you're going to get this package for two to the South Walton Beaches Wine and Food Festival. You get tickets to the Craft Beer and Spirits Jam.
Yo!
And Grand Wine Tasting Events. You get 3 nights accommodations at Resort Quest by Wyndham Vacation Rentals. And
nice.
Lucky for you guys, if you're going to be imbibing a bit, it's just a few minutes away from the festival venue, and you get round trip air transportation to Fort Walton Beach, Florida, and a 4-day car rental.
Wow.
Cool. Oh, my gosh. I'm like about to cry. That's awesome.
Aww.
And thank you to visitflorida.com for that. You have fun out there with your husband, okay, Dana?
Thanks, guys. Love y'all.
We love you, too. Baby. Hopefully, you feel a lot better now.
That's some good whining right there.
See, when things go wrong, you need a little bit of lifting up, and that's what the trip does for you. We have another one for you tomorrow. Make sure you're listening. We'll tell you when to call, and we'll hook you up.
All right.
Trip a day with the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So I finally did something I have never done.
What's that?
You know when commercials tell you, like GoDaddy is famous for this, especially during the Super Bowl. They'll be like, for the rest of the video, go to GoDaddy.com.
Uh-huh.
And I never do that. But last night, did you guys see that 84 Lumber commercial?
84.
Yeah.
It was a mom and a little girl. They wake up early. They're clearly in Mexico, and they start a journey.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell where they're going. But before the commercial ends, it says, for the rest of the journey, go to journey84.com.
Okay.
And so I tried. Obviously, the internet would crash that website, so I couldn't get to it. So I got to it this morning. And they said it was a very controversial commercial because of the ending. But I found it to be a beautiful ending.
So what was it about? What was the message?
So it's a immigrant mother and daughter, and they're making their way to the border to try to cross. And when you finally go watch the commercial, when they finally get to the border, there's a huge wall.
Okay.
You know, because that's the talk around. You know, that's the plan that's supposed to happen. But in between, there's cuts in between the commercial. You see guys working on something with wood.
Okay.
So you get to this wall, and it's a huge, man, it looked like a 40-foot concrete wall, and you just see the mother just, I don't know what to do. You see the desperation, frustrated, and she's looking at her little girl.
Okay.
Throughout the journey, the little girl kept picking up red, white, and blue things, and when the lady starts crying, when the mom starts crying, the little girl pulls this out of her bag, and it's an American flag that she made herself.
Wow.
And all of a sudden, you see the mom smile, and she looks over. And there's a huge door. You see the sun shining through.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a huge door, and it's made out of wood. And so they look at each other, and they move towards the wall, and they push the door open. The door opens, and they walk through it. And then the message pops up, and it says, the will to succeed is always welcome here. And then the commercial ends. And that's what my parents always told me. I mean, I'm the son of an immigrant. Mm-hmm. You know, we moved here when I was 8, and they always told me, we didn't move here for us. We moved here so that you could succeed.
Right.
Okay. So I thought it was a beautiful commercial.
It moved you.
It moved me. Yeah. It really did. The first part of it got me curious about it, and then I went and looked at it. And
okay.
The end of it was, wow, really well done. It's 84 Lumber, if you want to check it out. Journey 84 was the rest of the commercial. It was really well done.
Okay, that's sweet, but I want to hear about this bet you made with your wife.
I didn't know if I wanted to talk about
this whole patriotism stuff, sweet and all, but I want to hear about this baby bet.
My Super Bowl blunder.
Bet your baby?
You have a baby bet?
Well, here's the thing. You know how the game was crappy?
Yeah.
And,
well, at first it was.
At first it wasn't the best game.
It was a blowout.
It was a blowout. And right before the fourth, I told my wife, you know, I want to watch the rest of the game because Tom Brady usually does something. I don't know if he'll come back, but maybe it'll get fun.
Yeah.
And she goes, no, we should go home. And I was like, look. How do I get, in my head, I'm going like, how do I get her to stay?
You start bartering.
Yeah, I'm bartering. In my head, I'm like, I got it. She keeps talking about this. So this is what I'll throw out. I said, look, if Tom Brady comes back, and in my head, I'm not thinking he will. Shame on me for thinking that. I would go, if
nobody
Tom.
Nobody thought it.
Yeah, nobody thought that.
Yeah.
Shame. I know.
You thought Shame.
It's Tom Brady. Was, I should have known better.
Okay, what was
I said, if Tom Brady comes back, we can go home and get ourselves.
Take a shot.
Take a shot at our little Super Bowl baby.
Try for
one
baby.
Shot.
One shot, and we have to name the baby Brady.
Because the thing is, Kinsey wants desperately to have a third baby, but you don't want to have another child.
She's on the fence about it. Shout out. She's on the fence.
Then you have to go back to the bet you made with our boss.
And then I forgot about that.
Who you said, I'm not having one. He said, no, you're going to have one within X amount of time. And if you do, you're going to have to name the baby after me.
And his name's George, but what if we have a girl? So we settle with Georgia.
Georgina.
Okay, well, so it's going to have to be Brady Georgia or Georgia Brady?
If it's a girl.
If it's a girl.
Right.
Georgie.
And if it's a boy, Brady George Chavez.
Wait, did you make good on your baby bet?
That's what all the fellas want to know. Did you
I got super nervous. Because I'm not ready for a baby.
Oh. Well, you shouldn't be making willy-nilly bets like that.
And so when we got home, I was putting Kaysen to sleep. She was putting Chloe to sleep. All and right. I unfortunately fell asleep with my son. And so I was not able to pay off that bet. But
well,
I did.
No, you can pay it off today.
I told her it was only good for one night only.
No, when you bet.
Well, you didn't say which night. You didn't specify.
Dang it.
It could be tonight.
When you're putting that bet out there, man, you got to go ahead and complete.
Yeah, but I have two already.
Congratulations.
Yeah, you have enough. I think you're good, but that's not my decision.
When you bring up that bit, you got to...
You know you have control over this match.
Yes. Oh, of course.
Yes.
Yeah. Of course I do.
Guys are like, and then she just had a baby. I'm like, well, you also had something to do with it.
I know.
You can control. Control this.
But I made the bet. But at least we got to watch the end of the game, so that was good.
Yeah.
So now I just got to
pay
it off.
In the post-game show.
Which you missed game you've ever watched.
You missed
right
the victory
there.
Party, though.
I did.
I mean, the confetti, you could have played that up. You could have had confetti in the bedroom and held up a
you
trophy.
You should, though, because then you could have your baby be in that Super Bowl NFL commercial with the babies. That was cool.
You could be the MVP.
I know. We walked into the house, my wife first thing.
Let's go!
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.